David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hi, this is Stacy from The Advisor. Today I'm very excited because we have a very special guest who you're going to love. It's Amros Pitri. He is here today and he's going to talk to you about a lot of great stuff pertaining to self-help and coping with a lot of issues that we all go through in life. Now, before we discuss this, I want to just give a quick shout out to DMAworld.com. They are a marketing consulting agency who wants to help small businesses become big businesses. They don't believe in getting ripped off by these large marketing companies, and they want to help you. So visit their website on dmaworld.com, and Mark is the owner, and he's there to help you. So check it out. Now I'm going to go back to my special guest because I'm very, very excited today. Amros, tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do, because you have some great information to share with our audience today.
First of all, thank you, Stacy, for having me on your podcast as well. And it's a pleasure and it's a privilege as well to discuss our conversation through all this. In general, I'm a life mindset and emotional intelligence coach, and I've been helping people through my 15 years of experience and guiding them through their struggles or their blockages to help them succeed or overcome their obstacles.
Now, you know, I feel it's so important because so many people they fear change, and, you know, everybody goes through obstacles in life. First of all, you know, you can't, you know, everybody has a story to tell. Everybody has obstacles in their life, but some people have a hard time because when obstacles occur, they get stuck. They either are fearful of change, or they have low self-esteem and they don't feel like they can do it. Or some people even don't feel like they're worthy of doing it. Now, the first question I want to ask is how, you know, before we dive into this information, how did you start your passion for helping people and dealing with mindset and change and helping people overcome obstacles? Because I know for myself, you know, it's been a passion of mine for years. And, you know, I have a story to tell that drove me to that down that road. What's your story?
That's a real good question. since I was 16, 17 years old, I always had the conscience to like help people in general, if they like find solution, et cetera, et cetera. But to be more specific, when I was 28, 29 years old, when I was working as a waiter, one of my colleagues were asking for advice, et cetera. And they mentioned, why don't you become a life coach? And that's actually why I got into it more as a, let's say, as a job. But yeah, it is my passion in general to help other people, guide them. Because when you go through, like you mentioned before, different obstacles through life, I'll give you some more examples before we dive into the conversation, so a lot of people don't have the opportunity to go to college because of their different personal reasons, money, et cetera. Then that's a big blockage for them. They don't know what to do, how to progress forward. Going through a loss of their family member as well, that parent, or even illnesses that they have to overcome to be able to live their everyday life. So
Right. That's
how everything started.
It's, you know, it's so important. You know, I feel like one of the biggest accomplishment is being able to help other people. And, you know, one of the things that I find is that, you know, a lot of people tend to be in denial when, you know, they have obstacles in their life. they just, you know, they kind of downplay it and they are in denial. Now, when you have a patient maybe or a client who comes to you and they know that there's something wrong, but they really are still in denial. They don't really want to see it for what it is. They know that they have an issue they have to deal with. What's your advice for people who are struggling to, they know that something's not right going on. They know they have issues, but they're really fighting with themselves because they're in that denial stage. They don't want to have to, you know, face the problem because they're scared. What do you suggest to those people?
First of all, they have to make a decision for themselves if they're willing to take that extra step. Because one of the issues that, as you mentioned, is the fear of change. When you're self-avoiding or you're self-aware of your issue that you have in your life, for me as a life coach, it's for me to show them being their mirror, let's say. They see it, but they have to make the choice, the effort to actually make the change and start implementing on a daily basis so they can see the change. The problem is, it's either, like you mentioned, fear of change, their environment, like leaving behind friends, or feeling judgmental. People are going to start judging them. So they're still mostly based on an insecure and the negative emotions that each person has that's keeping them stuck in their own emotions. Continue.
No, go ahead.
Different steps that they can take is actually going for a walk just to calm themselves down, write down their emotions, what they're feeling at that moment, what's creating their problem, and start creating an environment that they're able to make those change and start feeling those positive emotions of progressing forward and making that change.
Now, you know, one of the things I find, you know, and with many people is that when you're going through a lot of stuff and you become negative, you tend to draw negative energy and negative people around you. And then what happens is those negative people suck more energy out of you and they kind of push you down with them. And, you know, how do you, you know, what's your suggestions of getting someone who is feeling negative, and has a lot of negative people in their environment? How do you, you know, teach them? And what are some suggestions you can give a person to change the negativity in their life and focus on the positivity? Because I kind of believe even with negativity, anything that comes across us, any obstacle, we could always pull something positive. Well, I learned something from it. I gained strength. I gained resilience. You know, like, what's your suggestions for someone who's going through a lot of negativity? How do we turn it around?
I actually really agree. I agree with you because I have the same perspective and when it comes to negative and positive energy. I know a lot of people don't like to use that as a sense, but it's the beginning of the progress of changing your mindset to a positive mindset.
Right.
And from my life experience and the different clients that I actually help is that when you make that switch, you have to understand that each life experience, each situation brings you a lesson.
Yes.
So the thing is, but before you have to switch that mindset, you have to understand that you have to be self-aware of your problem, of your issue, and to be able to not change the mindset, but at the same time, set your boundaries when it comes to the negative energy that you're absorbing from the other people and from your situation. So right. For me, boundaries are very important as a beginning and being self-aware, first of all.
Do you suggest to people if they have a lot of negative people in their life, should they start kind of stepping back and trying to find, maybe look for new friends, or you try to take a step back from those negative people, even though that those people might be good people and they might have good hearts? they are constantly in the negative, constantly thinking negative, talking negative, and then kind of like we talked about, sucking the energy out of you. So do you step back from those people? And what happens if they're family members too? You know, how do you start to put yourself in an environment where it is a positive environment, a strong environment, and an environment that has people that are going to kind of help you move forward in life and not pull you down?
First of all, they have to understand it's not from one day to second day it's going to change like this.
No, not at all.
It's a process that's a everyday step. Like every you have to implement different steps each day to actually build your confidence, your mindset, and to be able to progress in the direction that you want. First, my suggestion is, my guidance is, to actually be self-aware of your situation.
Right.
Where you are right now, where you want to go.
Right.
Are the people around me are influencing me in a positive way to get to my point A, to my outcome that I want?
Exactly.
If not, why am I still in my situation, and start working towards it? When it comes to family and friends, it's a difficult situation because you don't want to let go of your family and your exactly. friends as well.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, every decision that you make, it's for your own good. So right. at the same time, if they have to understand, and you have to understand, that your decisions are for my own good. And you have to, like I mentioned before, is set those boundaries, those healthy right. boundaries. That doesn't mean I don't love you as a person, et cetera. But I want to move forward, and I don't like this negativity in my life, surrounding my life.
Yes, definitely.
So, like, and then start creating a more positive environment for your own self. Start more healthy habits, let's say. If some people like to work out or go for a walk, listen to music, start reading books. And slowly, when you start implementing that, you start to feel real rejuvenated, in the sense that my mindset is switching, and change your perspective, like we mentioned before, from negative to positive. Like, okay, what's my lesson for this? I learned it, and become more resilient in every situation that you get.
Right, exactly. Now, you know, I find too, like when I work with clients, you know, some people had said to me, you know, well, if you hear it so many times, because let's, for instance, I knew somebody who grew up with an alcoholic father, and every time he drank, he put this person down. He kept putting this person down. This person developed low self-esteem because they said to me, well, you know what, after you hear it so many times, you tend to believe it. You know, so how do you get that person out of that mindset to make them feel that they're worthy and see themselves? Because everybody has a strength. Everyone has beauty. Everyone has the ability to better themselves and to become, you know, reach their full potential in life. How do you make that person realize that they are worthy and that they have the potential to make their dreams a reality?
Well, that's unfortunate, because a lot of young adults or adults in general are going through that situation. And it all comes down to that person. When I say he has to be self-aware of his situation, is, okay, this is who I am. It does not make me my parents. And right. In the sense that he has to be aware of his situation, meaning, okay, if that person is putting me down as not providing me the software that I actually am, I have, is what is, does he have the insecurities and he's probably putting it on me? Well, and at the same time, is he the example that I want to follow?
Right.
So if you start switching, when it comes, at the same time, your mindset, find a person that you actually trust, ask for help, in the sense that they can guide you out of that situation, in the being not self-worthy of, let's say, love, or being asking more for yourself. Everybody has that. Everybody should ask for that.
Yeah.
Everybody deserves it. But it starts with small steps. It's yes. like put a small goal for yourself and start building on, like, so your momentum can change, your mindset can change, and find people. That's one of the reasons that build your environment, like find people that actually are going to tell you you're worthy. Just yes. do it. Because nowadays we don't provide that to other people as well, even to right. our friends or example, where it's like, congratulations, like to motivate them, like keep going and stuff. Yeah. And it's causing issues to other people.
Right. Exactly. I think it's so important for people to realize that they have capability to be anything they can possibly can. Now, do you have any type of, how do you feel about like maybe meditation, clearing the mindset, you know, and then maybe setting goals and things like that? Do you feel that is beneficial when you're trying to move from one point in your life to the next point and you're trying to overcome those obstacles?
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Yes, I do believe in them. The thing is, when it comes to a goal, it's a harder aspect. Like if you start small, it's for the other person that, okay, I succeeded in that small goal, so they can get the confidence that I actually can do it.
Right.
It's not putting them a macro goal mm-hmm. and they get frustrated. It's like, you see, I told you I'm not able to do that. It yeah. doesn't, it's like, that's why I've taken small steps. First of all, to build that momentum. Right. When it comes to meditation, yes, I do agree. Some people do the meditation and feel more calmly, and mm-hmm. they're able to self-evaluate their situation and see more clearly. Other people like prayer. So I'm not holding anything against what works for them. For me, music as well, I pray. So it depends on the person. It's putting more positive habits in their everyday schedule to actually make them grow out of that situation that they're going through.
Yeah, I love music. I think music is very therapeutic, even sound therapy. Like, you know, when you can really just, you know, even close your eyes and just hear the words, hear the sounds of the music, can really, you know, it can change the way the person's feeling. And it could also bring, I think, repressed emotions up, you know, depending on the type of music you're listening to. It just connects with your body. If the words or the sounds are matching the emotions, it can sometimes just, for some reason, it just changes your mindset and the way you're feeling. And sometimes just repressed emotions come out of nowhere and you come to a realization, the light bulb goes off like, wow, I just realized X, Y, and Z. How do you feel about that?
No, I do agree. Because through all, I recommend that to clients as well. And I realized that through my obstacles, my life experience that I went through, I used it for my own self. Because it helps in the self of healing your past trauma or understanding yourself, being self-aware of your emotions that are actually stopping you from moving forward.
Yeah.
And one of the things back to that person that had an alcoholic father and not doing the self-worth is our upbringing, environment, our past that causing it, and not comparing ourselves to that person.
Right.
We are our own identity.
Yes.
Yes. We and I try to implement that and speak that through different clients as well, is that doesn't mean that your parents bring you to the person you are, 18, 20, 21, 30, 36, doesn't matter. It's you are your own person, your own yeah. identity. You build your character. You build. It doesn't end because your parents gave birth to you mm-hmm. or raised you as a person.
So there's always, so basically there's always room for change, you know, no matter what you've been through in life, no matter what traumas that you've gone through, there's always room for change. If you're willing to want the help, the help is out there, and the techniques and the strategies are out there to turn your life around.
We usually, we would just need a person to, that won't judge us, to listen to us and guide us through that moment. And motivate us. That's the only thing that we use, because we're lacking nowadays, and we're losing our humanity.
Yeah, I think that's what I love about coaches, is that you get that unbiased opinion, and they're seeing things from a different perspective than you are, or maybe your family, because maybe your family has similar upbringings, and you've been around them, and they keep, you know, saying the same things over and over and over again, depending on their upbringings and how they've been brought up. But when you go to a coach, you know, they have an unbiased opinion. They're not judging you. They're just listening and just, you know, and just maybe guiding you a little along the way. And I think that's so important. And I think everyone actually could use a coach in their life, or some aspect in their life, or maybe even more than one coach, depending on what you're going through and what you're trying to accomplish in your life. You know, it's I think coaching is a very important thing that everyone, you know, should have in their life, because it could do wonders, I think, for people.
Yeah, I agree with that. I remember years ago, because by giving advice and things, I was like, and I was actually, when I was noticing, being self-aware of each person, and I was like, why aren't you changing? Why aren't you evolving? Why are you staying in this? And then when I grew old, I was like, and I became a coach, and I understood it in a different perspective. Like, I was like, wow. In the sense that people actually don't know how to do it, or they don't have the strength, or they're stopping their own selves, like self-blockages, to actually do that. So I coaches in general, and if you have the right people around you to actually give you that extra push, it's very important nowadays.
And I think that's really important. And people have to realize too that, you know, you have to connect with the coach. So, you know, just because you're talking to a coach and they're on the same perspective and they can help you, you know, you have to have that connection. I think connection is very important, you know, and you'll know, I think, when you have that right coach in front of you, you'll feel that connection. And once you have that connection with that person, it's amazing how much, you know, positive change could come about into your life, you know.
Yeah, connection is like one of the reasons that we have as a discovery call, let's say, a lot of people, is to actually understand where that client is, where that person is in their life at right moment. And that starts the relationship, because you actually do feel that connection. If you feel that vibe, is like, okay, I think I can move forward with that person. And that's how the journey starts.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Now, you do a lot of coaching. Like, do you have discovery calls where you can like interact with someone and get to know the person?
Yes. That's the first step. Through my website, there's like six questions in like a different form that they have to answer, so I can get a little bit ready to understand a little bit of the situation. I have the discovery call, so in more depth to understand for them what a life coach is, because there's a lot of people that don't know exactly what a life coach is, and they mix it up with therapists and et cetera. So I understand them and try to make them feel comfortable as possible to be able to continue through their goals and whatever they want to succeed in life.
And I think people have to realize too that, you know, it's sometimes, you know, you could be with a coach for X amount of months, and sometimes you could have that coach for years, you know, because you have that connection. That person is going through life with you and they're just helping you along. They're listening to you. They're guiding you. They're kind of like your rock in a sense. And it's important to be able to speak to someone that you can just rely on, trust, and, you know, someone that's going to give you the proper guidance. And because in life, you go through obstacles and stress every single day of your life. And sometimes you just need that person, you know, that unbiased opinion just to help you along the way. Now, what is your website, by the way? Like, can you tell everybody the name of your website?
Yeah, it's www.omiroscoaching.com. More information, you can find it through my Instagram. It's at Omiros Coaching, OMIROS Coaching.com. And all the details are that. And I can create packages as well, because I do have packages if some people don't like the packages. But I recommend 3 months and over, because in a month, a client doesn't see the change that quickly. So it's usually more as a prep for the client that 3 months and over is the best solution for them as well.
Yeah, as a coach, I always feel like 3 months, you start to see the beginning of change. And then you really have to go into the 6 month area. That's when you start really seeing the change. And that's when you decide, you know, okay, do I want to continue this? Or, you know, do I feel like I'm at that place where I don't need it? But most of the time, I find people continue it because they're at such a good place and they want to continue to feel that good place, you know. And I also do the customized coaching like you. I think it's very important, because I think when it comes to coaching, you have to really customize, you know, to the person's needs, because everybody is different. How do you feel about that?
No, I agree with you, because it's like you, man, you have to customize it to the client's needs. If their situation's different than your situation, in the sense that you offer 3 months, a client, let's say, wants 2 months. I'm not going to say no to that client, because it's giving them the opportunity to see a different perspective, how they can see their life. Exactly. And it's also building a trust between us so they can see the results. It might not, they'll see the small results, but it's something that can motivate them to continue going forward.
Exactly, exactly. Now, you had mentioned to me prior, before we started the podcast, that you have a very special event coming up soon in New York. Can you tell me a little about that? It sounds really exciting when you were telling me about it.
Yeah, thank you for that. I'm very excited as well. It's I and other three coaches as well. We're certified, and each person is going to be talking about their expertise.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
In regards to, we always hear the New Year's resolution goals, and a lot of people they make them, but they break them at the same time, because they don't have the mindset, the consistency, and the extra motivation to actually continue. Yeah. But at the same time, it's for us to help them create a vision for 2024 on the right and the correct foundation. In every aspect, I personally will be speaking about the emotional intelligence and how that plays a big role in our everyday lives and making our decisions when it comes to relationships or our goals as well, because it makes the decisions what we take to actually progress forward and to help us. If something negative comes into your life, for example, is to actually see, like we mentioned through the conversation, see the positive, the lesson, and build that momentum to keep you being consistent towards your goals, and to be patient with your own self. It's not one day or another. It's a goal. So there's ups and downs. That's how life is. So they have to understand it.
Yes.
So it's going to be on January 20th, January 20th of the 2024. And all the information, they can find it through my Instagram or through the website. And at my buyer, if they want to buy the tickets, and they're going fast, so it would be best to actually check it out.
That sounds so exciting. I'm very excited for you. Now, you have the website, you have your services on the website. Now you have this speaking event that you're doing with three other coaches. Is there anything else that you provide, any other services that you provide, or maybe in the future you're looking into doing certain things?
Yeah, so one of the things down the line in the future is actually motivational speaker to actually what I let's say what I'm preaching on a more private level to actually do it on a public sphere. It's one of the things that I would like to do as well. So,
and you know, a lot of coaches nowadays they go into public speaking and they talk about motivational speaking because it's so powerful, you know. And when you have someone like yourself that has so much to share on a topic that everybody goes through, you know, everyone has obstacles in life. It doesn't matter what age you are, you know, everyone goes through obstacles in their life, and it's just learning different, you know, ways and different strategies on how to overcome those obstacles. So when you do have those obstacles, you could keep moving forward and not get, feel like you're getting knocked down, you know, every time you try to stand up. And that's so important. You know, it happens to people in their teens, it happens to people in their 20s and 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. I spoke in an assisted living, and people were so excited because they're like, who doesn't have obstacles? Especially when you're older, you know, you have conditions and everything. You know, everybody was thrilled. So it doesn't really matter what age, you know. And I find too, and now in our society, there are so many young kids, they have so much more stress than we did when we were their age. And, you know, a lot of them are already, you know, stressed out and they don't know how to cope with a lot of stuff. And I think it's important to have that person to talk to, you know, especially when you're young, because you don't want stress, you know, stress is the leading cause for illness. It's the leading cause for, you know, people becoming depressed and anxious, you know. So it's really, you know, something that you want to really, you know, knock it out of the park while you can, you know, show, you know, those generations, the Z generation, our generation, you know, the elder generation, how to cope with stress, because stress could kill you. And that's, we don't want that. We want to live a happy, healthy, and positive life. Don't you think?
No, I agree totally with you, because it is that's the killer ingredient for not living a life, a short life, let's say, because anxiety and stress is a path. It's a bad ingredient. I remember, because you mentioned, like, I had a young college client that he had anxiety, stress, chasing after perfectionism.
Yeah.
And he asked for my guidance, and I was giving him the guidance. He was seeing it, and he was implementing it. And after 3 years, he feels more comfortable with his own self. He built his confidence. He's stress-free. He understands that I have to make mistakes to grow, and et cetera. So, and he keeps thanking me. And by getting that feedback from that like, you actually making a difference is a big success for you. So it gives you the motivation as a coach to keep going and changing those lives.
I think the greatest feeling in the world is being able to help another person, knowing that you, you know, succeeded in accomplishing, helping and changing another person's life is like one of the best things I think a person can achieve in their lives, knowing that they helped another person, because it's just a wonderful feeling. I feel like, you know, most, you know, sincere coaches all feel like that.
That is true. No, that's one of the, that's our purpose in, let's say, in life, is to actually help and guide other people to discover their full potential. So
if you had to give, before we go, like maybe a couple of tips about everything we talked about today that can be really beneficial, if you had to wrap it up, a couple of takeaways, what would you suggest, you know, a couple of takeaways for people?
The first thing is implementing positive habits in your life, mm-hmm. either taking a walk each day, listening to music, working out. You can start reading books and start following people that actually can motivate you and give you the extra steps to guide you to your goal, and ask for help. Most important thing is, ask for help.
Right.
If let's set aside our pride, let's set aside our ego and ask for that help, because the result will be a positive result at the end.
Right.
And so it's changing your mindset. After each bad thing, obstacle, don't ask why, just figure out what happened. Yeah. Take it as a lesson so it won't repeat itself.
Right. I think those are great takeaways, you know, and I think what you mentioned is perfect, because you want to work on the positivity, you want to work on your mindset, and you want to make sure that you set things up so you don't you learn from your mistakes and you don't consistently do the same things over and over again. So I think those are great takeaways. Now, can you tell everybody before we go what your website is one more time and what your Instagram handle is so they remember it so they can go visit you today?
Yeah, of course. It's www.omiroscoaching.com. And my Instagram is at omiroscoaching. Omiros at omiroscoaching.
Thank you so much. This has been amazing. And I hope you do come back on the show and we can hit some other topics related to, you know, what we've talked about today. But thank you so much for coming on the show. And I loved having you. Thank you.
No, thank you for inviting me. Thank you for having me on the show. And it was a pleasure, because I actually enjoyed this conversation. And it went so beautiful. So, and so consider coming on again.
Well, thank you so much. This has been a wonderful experience. I've learned a lot from you. So thank you so much. And I appreciate you greatly for everything that you do.
Thank you. I appreciate you as well.
Have a great day.
You too as well.